Welcome to The Update. I'm Eleanor Quirk. The Federal Opposition is warning of major holes in Labor's plan to regain control of the migration rate. It's feared migrants from blacklisted countries could still enter the country under the proposed legislation, which the government's considering rushing through before the May budget. Shadow Immigration Minister Dan Tehan says the legislation is flawed.
Serious questions about why this legislation was rushed, when it seems like there are more holes in it than a leaky boat.
Two men have drowned at a hotel pool on the Gold Coast. The pair, aged 60 and 34, were found unconscious in the rooftop pool at Surfers Paradise. Bystanders and paramedics performed CPR. However, the men, believed to be father and son, couldn't be saved. Channel 10 is trying to enter new evidence at the 11th hour of Bruce Lerman's defamation case against the network, just days before the decision was set to be handed down in the case against 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. An urgent hearing's been called as the network seeks to produce fresh evidence. Legal expert Sam Macedone says it's highly unusual.
They'd have to satisfy the judge that this evidence was not available to them during the course of the hearing, and that therefore it should be introduced into this case before he makes a decision.
And King Charles has made his first major public appearance since his cancer diagnosis. Alongside Queen Camilla, Charles attended the annual Easter church service at Windsor. Royal correspondent Cameron Walker says he appeared to be in good spirits.
He actually went up to members of the public who had gathered to see His Majesty, waited hours in the cold to see him, and shook their hands and greeted as many as he possibly could.
Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and Adam Uzay has tasted victory for the first time as Richmond coach, with the side overcoming the absence of Dustin Martin to upset Sydney by 5 points. Uzay expects Dusty to play next weekend.
Yeah, they had a really good session. Hey, Dusty ran around, and hopefully we've broken a cycle, so he felt pain-free today. We'll get some volume into him this week, and hopefully he'll be available for Gather Round.
The Warriors have come away with their second win of the season, taking down the Knights 20-12. Captain Tohu Harris praising his side's effort.
Just happy that we were able to do enough to get it across the line. You know, the Knights, they really turned up. Like, players like Kalen on the back of their hard-running forwards, it's hard to stop, but I'm glad we got the 2 points.
Taylor Swift has celebrated Easter with a throwback clip, her management team releasing the 1990 video of a baby Taylor Swift wearing a bunny suit in her mother's arms. And Jimmy Barnes has returned to the stage for the first time since undergoing life-saving heart surgery, the Aussie rock legend delighting fans at the 35th anniversary of Byron Bay's Blues Fest. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you again soon for another episode of The Update.